Whipper.
Hi, podcasters. Fitzy and Whipper here for your Friday. Damn. Jeez, it's just let your hair down Fridays, isn't it?
So often I'll go to the pub all afternoon on a Friday.
No, you don't.
And then I'll come home and listen to the podcast.
You'll have a sleep.
You're right, I'll
you're
be too
boring.
Huh?
You're a really boring guy.
I like
guy.
Getting out and about. I like long walks on the beaches.
Name it three mates.
Steve, Darren, and Barry.
Barry who?
Barry
Bissell.
Yes, from the
great
old
radio friend.
Countdown 40.
Tom, word of the day for our Friday today. Our Friday. What the?
Okay, it's a different one today. It's lambunt.
Lambunt?
What's lambunt?
It means playing lightly on or over a surface.
I'm lambunting?
Yep. Exactly.
So no one's ever used lambunt.
How do you play over a surface lightly? What do you mean? Drifting across a tennis court?
Yeah, sort of flickering across so your feet might be lambunting.
So Novak Djokovic, he would be lambunting regularly.
He's one of the biggest lambunts of all time.
Oh, there you go. That's bad, fantastic. Tom. Well done.
What's the origin of the word?
Uranus, which is weird.
That's a strange planet.
Okay. So
I'm an astronaut. My next mission is to explore.
Coming up next, stuff.
Thanks, Tom. Well, the calls are for Australian of the Year, and this is Daniel, who we fell in love with yesterday, doing an interview on the Today Show about he's a criminal that ran into the fish and chip shop, and Daniel wasn't going to slow down. Although he was in his undies, he gave chase. If you haven't heard this story, here's part of it.
He just decided he'd scoot up the road, and I just said, nah, it's not going on like that, mate. So I jumped in my car, and I started chasing him up the road, and then he went down a side street, and then the police were coming. Mate, all I had was me jocks on. I was chasing him up the street, and I'm just like, mate, woohoo!
Aussie of the day.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, Aussie of the day or Aussie of the year. What a superstar.
What a legend. I mean, it's just
having a look at him this morning, too.
How your life changes overnight with something like that. To become viral, because, I mean, you could ask the biggest director in the world right now, Sarah, give me something viral, and they'll struggle to come up with something.
Steven Spielberg, do it.
He couldn't do it. He wouldn't be able to do it. And, you know, marketing businesses around the world are trying to find viral videos just to draw attention to products. How do you find a bloke like Daniel?
He had a million views. Can we have a look at it? Can you get it up on the Today Facebook page, Tom?
He had
a million views yesterday after 1 hour. It's amazing.
I mean, he didn't care. He's lost a couple of teeth. He's covered in tats.
I spoke to my mum last night, who works at a dentist.
Oh, yeah, what's she saying?
And she saw Daniel.
Yep.
And she was more than happy to prepare. She was prepared to get him down to the dentist there just to have
his teeth checked
out. Because she said he'll have problems in the future.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, Claire.
So it's had, on the Today Show Facebook page, it's had 180,000 likes, 90,000 comments, 13.7 million views.
Well done, Daniel.
Daniel, wow!
You're a superstar.
Back at it again with 13 million.
That is unbelievable. And then yesterday we tracked him down and had him on the show.
You need your own brand of undies.
Yeah,
you need to bring out your own range, Daniel.
Yeah, Danger's undies.
Danger's undies. Is that your nickname, Danger?
Yeah. Oh,
Danger's undies. I suppose there's only one thing to do, isn't there?
It's an obvious choice. Sorry, that was done last minute.
We need to put Tommy. Are we onto this? Are you making some undies?
Yes. We hope to have them delivered to him early next week.
What do you reckon? You put a picture of his face on the front of the undies? Or
right at the front. Yep. You've got... Do you just have Danger Daniel? Or
you could go Daniel Danger.
Or just Danger?
Or just Dangers. Or what about on the back if you just had Danger Zone?
Oh.
Very true.
Wouldn't be bad. And it's just him smiling on the front with a couple of teeth missing.
Tom, that'd be a good one for you.
What I mean?
I don't get that.
Neither did that taxi driver.
All right, so Tom, where are we with the undies?
So we're
Let's
on
get
to
some
it.
Undies going.
We'll hopefully have them to him by the Monday or Tuesday, and we'll surprise him with them.
Because you've had to sacrifice a few undies yourself, haven't you, Tom?
Okay,
that
mate.
Was...
straight into that.
Do you know what's weird?
We've got a Christmas party tonight.
We're about to go into the old cash cab, which ties into the person that died that night, Tom, when we're in the taxi.
Obviously, something died.
You
had to sacrifice your undies that night.
there was a rat, I think, that passed away, unfortunately. It was the one found in Fitzy's back garden yesterday.
If you do want to step into my cash cab, you can do that next.
I think there's as much radiation coming off those undies as there is in Fukushima, I think.
It was declared a disaster zone.
Christmas is just around the corner, guys. It's time to put your trees up, I suppose. We're a month out.
What are we? 25th today.
Yeah, 1 month
Jeez,
out.
Jeez, here we go, guys.
So, and obviously it's holiday time, it's festive season, so it's a really, really good time to bring out a movie because people have got some spare time up their sleeves to go and see the movies. Usually Boxing Day is the big day for a new movie.
Yeah, everything gets released on Boxing
Always
Day,
Always good
it?
When it's too hot as well, Sarah, when it hits the 40s and you need air conditioning and comfort, straight to the
and
movies.
And a Slurpee.
Oh, well said.
Mm. Great. Some great kids' movies out at the moment. Trolls is coming out December 1st, and then Sing's coming out as well. Have we got Matthew McConaughey still, Tom, on Monday?
7:30 Monday, locked in.
Wow. Yeah, great film, I've seen that.
There's a song, there's a movie, it's a sequel that's coming out for this Christmas. They're saying it is the worst movie of all time, and the movie is Bad Santa 2 with Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, wasn't the first one quite good, though?
Yeah, it got a bit of a cult following. It wasn't too bad. But they're saying that this one is an absolute shocker. And I think there's been 2003, so it's been over 13 years since we got another one, and they're saying, why would you wait that long to bring out a pile of steaming
crap? Probably for a reason. And then someone else has got into a management role within the business and said, hey, why don't we do that Santa movie again?
Or Billy Bob Thornton needs money for something, so he's come knocking.
Here's some of the reviews of Bad Santa 2. If there's a cinematic equivalent of asking for a pony and getting a photo of one instead, Bad Santa is it.
Oh, no.
If ever there was a movie that should have never been made, Bad Santa 2 is that movie. In a year already full of crappy sequels, Bad Santa 2 is the lump of coal we really didn't need this Christmas.
God, okay.
The fact that these gags and one-liners are meant to offend isn't even half as criminal as the fact that the humour in Bad Santa 2 is repetitious, poorly timed, and devoid of any real feeling.
Can I
add that on your CV, Billy Bob?
Can I add to the list? Because this one actually got a mention yesterday in terms of bad films that I've seen. I thought it was a joke when I saw it. Assuming that no one actually took this seriously and it was Face Off Nicolas Cage.
Oh, give me a break.
That is one of the worst films ever.
Sorry, I was about to call you Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, the other one I switched off halfway through, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, but which one? There's so many of them.
First one.
No,
I watched it and I went, what's all this about?
Oh, did you ever see G.I. Joe?
Yes.
No, I love you, Channing Tatum, but you've pushed it. Yeah, and Sienna Miller, come on, Tom.
See, the last few Transformers are the same as well. They're just churning them out now. The latest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies, I sat down with the boys the other day, and even they left halfway through it.
Zach, welcome to the show.
I drove home.
Did they?
Drove
me
home.
Zach, what do you want to add to the list here? Worst movie of all time.
Look, I might cop a bit of hate for this one, but I really don't like Titanic.
Oh, hang on a minute, Zach. I mean, the box office would say it was a good film.
Well, the box office is lying because it's not a good film at all.
What, you're not into your romantic movies, Zach?
You know, it's a pretty bad love story, first of all, I reckon. Plus, let's get real, he can fit. He can fit on that little
on the door.
Yeah, I agree with you,
Zach. Two people could have fit on that door.
Well, that's
totally.
The great debate, which will last forever, won't it?
See, I agree with you. In those movies, they're such epic movies, right? And you really get into it.
Yep.
But then when it finishes like that, and I know it's a part of the love story, but for her, that selfish woman, Rose, to be
move
on that piece
over.
Of wood, move over and let Jack on there.
He not have laid on top of her as well?
Oh. Or just wait on the door?
Yeah, but
he would have tried,
I would have thought.
Yeah, they could have given that scene. That's a boring scene.
My dad
isn't it?
Won't watch a movie where he knows what the ending is. So for a movie like Titanic, he goes, well, I know it's going to happen. There's no way I'll watch it.
It's a bit negative, isn't it, Sean?
Passion of the Christ, yeah. I wonder
such
how this ends
a negative
up.
Man.
I know. If you could speak to him after night, that would be great, mate. Send some DVDs.
We'll organise some counselling for
Thank
him.
You.
Now, I'm not saying that this is a bad honeymoon that they're having at the moment, but Jacinta Candle and Buddy Franklin, we've been following them a bit on Instagram. Very smart. What they've been doing is they're taking photos, but then posting them when they get to their next destination.
Oh, so you can't follow them.
That is genius. Mm,
so people go, oh, my God, they're in Byron.
Genius.
Go get the paparazzi out there. Get out there, gone. No one can find them.
No.
Smart move.
Very smart.
See, the thing is, though, it kicked off last week. And this was well known. The media picked this up. There were a couple of photos. They're on the Gold Coast. Week one of schoolies.
Jeez, check your calendar.
That's not good.
No.
And then, how's this? And I mean, this was their decision, but they sent some friends up, flew some friends up to join them on their honeymoon as well. Which I don't know about you, can get a bit rowdy if you've got your mates there on your honeymoon.
It's a good point. I would have thought in the mad world that they live in, I mean, they're very busy, media, footy, I would have thought quiet time would have been celebrated for as long as possible.
Didn't you do this? Not with your honeymoon, but wasn't there a trip? Did you go on someone else's honeymoon or someone invited you on it?
Well, you're not thinking of Robbie Ashton.
Maybe.
He went on his honeymoon.
Mad Dog Ashton.
Bobby Dazzler. Try and control him.
He's in jail.
He organised. He was in charge of the honeymoon. Eliza, his wife, she was in charge of the wedding. When he showed her the tickets to where they were going, they were off to Mexico and it was spring break. Beautifully timed,
Asho.
Beautifully timed.
Mad Dog Ashton.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing, and I told you the story. Paul Kelly, who was a great Sydney Swans footballer, sir, and legend, he married his wife. They went on a honeymoon up to Darwin.
Love this story.
And out of the blue, Tony Lockett rocked up, and the boys went on a bit of a fishing trip while Kel's missus stayed at home on the honeymoon.
Yep.
Oh. The boys decided to stop into a pub on the way back. Got into a bit of a knuckle.
Whoops.
Yeah, got into a bit of a fight and he had to go back to his wife with Plugger a bit inebriated there and had to explain the story.
Could be the other way around. Angry.
It could be Plugger's honeymoon. Anyway, it was one of them.
Doesn't matter. It's a great story.
And Denise has given us a call from Botany. Where did you go on your honeymoon, Denise?
I went to Snowfield.
Ah, the snow.
And, we wanted to do it on a budget, so I hired a caravan. And when we arrived, I hadn't got all the details. There were no sheets. There were no blankets. So each night when I'd go to bed, fully clothed with everything I could fit on, my husband would tip all our travel clothing on top of me to keep me warm.
Denise, the idea of a caravan in a snowfield, I reckon, there's an alarm going off right there for me. You haven't been back, Denise?
Not in that same way.
Oh, because you vision, you know, like the canopy coming out. You're sitting down there in your shorts and your thongs. You're having a champers there on the grass.
It's freezing.
Dell's given us a call from Russell Lee. Dell, what happened to you?
So hubby and I went to Cabo San Lucas in Mexico and the US for our honeymoon.
Great.
So pretty much in Cabo, it's all you can eat at the resort. So you've got thousands of people coming in and out. I ended up getting severe diarrhea on the third day.
No.
And then I was pretty much out for all of Mexico, got to LA, got hit with a chest infection, which lasted the 5 days. It's not funny, but it was horrid.
Yeah.
And then we decided to go to Disneyland and I vomited on Space Mountain.
The trifecta.
Dell.
So poor hubby had to catch my vomit.
Oh, and when you found out that he'd been cheating on you with your sister.
No.
Did
you let him go out at least one night to have a couple of beers at a local Dell?
No, not at all. I went. Even though I was down and out, I still went, got trashed, and just got
work.
That new bride with the nappy on over there in the corner.
And we all know holidays as well with your partner can be stressful sometimes. Honeymoon makes or breaks the relationship, the marriage, doesn't it? It's a tough one.
Those bathrooms as well in hotels that are right near the bed.
Yeah.
What a romance
I've
kill.
Had that.
Oh. Tommy still hasn't used one yet in your relationship. How long has it been, Tom?
Still
haven't emitted yet in your relationship,
what do you mean?
Have you?
Oh, let's smoke you off the chain.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Tom? There is nothing wrong with that.
How long's the relationship been, Tom?
About 5 years.
Well done, mate. Accidentally. Like, in bed it would happen, mate, in your sleep.
I'm not a very...
Like, it's a perfectly normal thing to do.
I'm not a very windy person.
And do you know, it's okay not to do it in a hotel room, Tommy, and wait and go in the lobby when you're getting breakfast or something.
Tommy, you know how we work on commercial radio?
Yeah, Fitz.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Let him go.
It's classic commercial radio.
No.
Crazy producer.
Do not blame the industry for you wanting to get Tom to break wind in front of his
wife.
I've
got an idea. Yeah. Why don't we call it Gas Cab? And you get a chance to go with Tommy in a taxi where he's done it before, sir. You were there too. You nearly died that night.
It was the worst night of my life.
And you get to experience Tommy at his best in Fitzy Whipper's gas cab.
I will not be participating in Fitzy Whipper's gas cab.
That person's turning blue.
And you've got to see how long you can last. Every second you win $100.
All right, Tom.
Yeah. We'll do it after 8, guys.
Register at NoverFM.com.au if you want to be a part of Gas Cab.
Do you know what I've always dreamed of? This is like everything I've ever wanted. Well, you're spot on. Because I'm going through the list of the different techniques that actors use to put on weight for a movie.
Oh,
can you imagine getting a phone call one day and it's Steven Spielberg and he says, Whipper, need you for a film, mate. There's a catch. You need to put on 20 kilos. I go, whoa, I can think about it. I'll give you $20 million for 20 kilos. I'll think about it.
How big does he need you? Like, what is the role? What role
John
are
Candy,
you,
autobiography.
What role are you playing if you had to put a stack on another 20 kilos?
Do you remember the mother in What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, they got craned out, she got craned out of the house.
Yeah, and they ended up just burning her in the house when she died.
Oh, is that
they burned
how
the whole
that
house,
happened?
I think, because they couldn't get her out.
It's a bit morbid.
Imagine that, though.
That was a great movie, though. Leonardo DiCaprio's
he
first.
He was very good. Yeah.
Just eat and eat and eat. Get paid to eat. Matthew McConaughey put on 20 kilos for a movie he was doing, an up-and-coming movie called Gold, which comes out next year.
Well, then he lost a lot of weight for Dallas Buyers Club.
That's right.
Which not could be good for your body.
No.
I would knock the money back if that was the case. If they said lose 20 kilos, we'll give you 20 mil. Not
they
interested,
put you,
Stephen.
On that cabbage diet, don't they, that Beyonce went on for Dreamgirls.
And it's the same diet they put on for people that are going to have cardiac surgery that need to lose weight so their heart doesn't stop. Not interested. Matthew McConaughey, pizza every night, followed by cheeseburgers and beer. You beauty. Jared Leto did a film, The Assassin, I think it was, 2007. How's this? Apparently this is the main technique that everybody uses. Buy a kilo of ice cream, put it in the microwave, melt it, drink it.
Oh, no.
Yum.
No, that
would be amazing.
That would make you feel so cruel.
It's just a smoothie, isn't it?
It's the sugar rush would be too much.
That's what, this is the best. Ryan Gosling did this. He put on 27 kilos.
For what movie?
To play a role in The Lovely Bones.
Oh, yes.
Thing was, at the last minute, he got pulled from the film.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
It wasn't Mark Wahlberg got the role.
That's awkward.
And he'd stacked on all the weight. No, you don't want that catch. Stephen, don't do that to me if you're still listening, Mr. Spielberg. George Clooney put on 13 kilos for a role. You got to be careful at that age too. Harder to lose as you get older, I would have thought.
Yeah. What was the role? Clooney's never looked fat.
Syriana, I think it was called.
Don't really remember.
I think it
that
was.
One.
Neither do I.
Well, I don't think you're going to be getting any big calls from any huge director soon.
You could play the Penguin in a Batman remake.
No, wait up. You were a you were an extra. No, you had a line in Underbelly, didn't you?
Well, I did. Yeah.
What was your role again? You don't even know, do
you? I was a court clerk.
That's
so
right.
I came out onto the steps, and everyone's probably seen it.
And what did you have to say?
What was his name? Squizzy.
Mr.
Squizzy Taylor.
Squizzy Taylor.
So I came out to call him. So, Sarah, if you want to do action.
And action.
Mr. Taylor, where are you?
Seriously, in the accent?
Yeah, I did an accent to it as well.
Would have been a bit better if you could stack on 20 kilos, I reckon. It would have sounded better.
If the money had been there, I would have been interested. Lights, camera, hilarity. Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the program. Things have gone from bad to worse for Kanye.
Oh, okay, thanks. Yeah, they're saying his condition is much more worse than we first thought. So obviously he was hospitalised earlier in the week. Having an emotional breakdown, now apparently it's more serious than sleep deprivation and dehydration, and they say the hospitalization is far from over. So Kim is still with him, but apparently the condition is so severe that Kanye might be due for an insurance payout of $41 million for the 21 concerts of his tour that he cancelled before he was hospitalized.
Well, no, he can't. Well, how could he get paid for that?
No, the insurance would cover.
Oh, for cover every
week.
Yeah.
The other thing as well, Sarah, is that apparently Beyonce is urging Jay-Z to go and make up with Kanye to feel a bit better.
Yeah, so she's apparently planning an intervention. She's been pushing Jay-Z to reach out to him. So the falling out is apparently between him and Jay-Z one of the main reasons. So I know we said the other day November is tough because it's the anniversary of his mother's
death.
That's
right.
Yep.
Kim obviously being held at gunpoint, but the real thing that's triggered the breakdown is the Jay-Z relationship, apparently.
Oh, no.
And which all started when Beyonce and Jay-Z refused to go to the wedding. So it's all really Kim's fault.
99 problems, mate, and Kanye is not one.
You can understand there must be some sort of break when that level of pressure is on your shoulders for Kanye.
But why? Mm. Why put that pressure on yourself? He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the fame. Just ease up.
I know. Yeah. Go on a holiday for a year.
He could. I mean, people like Adele take these breaks of a year, yep. 2 years, 3 years, right. And they're okay.
Just to keep it balanced.
Go up the Goldie.
Don't go to the Gold Coast.
I don't know if I'd go to the Goldie.
Yep. No. Plenty of nice restaurants, theme parks. It's you if go up there, take the kids.
If you lose your best mate, though, when you get married, is the marriage doomed?
Oh, good question, Sarah.
That's a rhetorical question. We'll doesn't require an answer
we'll
right
throw
now.
Throw it out there because we're interactive here at Nova 13, 2014, or fax us.
Get us on the phone or you can hit us on our socials.
No, I was asking you boys, would you consider your marriage doomed?
Yeah. I'd cut the marriage off.
Would you really? If your best mate didn't like Lisa.
Who was my best man? Macca. Mm. If Macca said, mate, Lisa. It's not the answer for you, I would have said, honey, you better leave now.
Really?
Because Macca's spoken.
That is a big one. When you meet someone, you fall in love with them, but they don't get along with your mates.
Well, I told you that story about my other mate who pulled his best mate aside and said, don't marry her. He then got uninvited to the wedding.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then 5 years later, they didn't speak. 5 years later, he got a divorce.
Yeah.
And he came back and they met at the same bar and said, you were right. And their friendship carried on.
And now they're together. They love each other.
Yep. No, they're not. Your best mate did that too.
He said to me, I don't think that this relationship is right for you. Please, and then we got married and now I'm not.
Oh, what's he said about Gary, though?
He likes Gary.
Oh, yeah. That's good
news. He likes him a lot.
Yeah. Hey, Tula. Big shout out to Tula. Was it Tula, your friend Tula?
No, what, my guy best friend, Nick.
A guppy.
He told me.
A guppy.
Thanks, Nick. Oh, we haven't done con the fruiter gear on the show for a while. Welcome back.
Okay,
at least for a couple of days.
Not bad.
Guys, Madonna has broken her silence following the arrest of her son, Rocco. He was caught in possession of marijuana in London, and she has asked for privacy, but she did release a statement saying, I love my son very much. I will do whatever I can to give him the support that he needs, and I ask that you respect our privacy at this time.
Mm.
Does she realise that none of us really care?
No, I think that's the problem. She's mistaken me for someone who gives
She's still trying to get relevant, isn't she?
Yep.
This one has got to be my favourite story of the week, the Spice Girls. Okay, remember the three of them have now formed. So we've got Mel B, we've got Emma, and we've got Jerry, and they've formed Gem, as in Jerry Emma Mel.
It's not.
Okay.
No, wait for it. Okay. So there's been a leak of their first song.
Oh, no.
Oh, great.
Have a listen to this. This is a song for her. You know you
logging a dead horse.
They're back.
They're back.
How do you reckon they'd go if they did tour?
I would go see it purely because I'd want to see them do the Spice Girls songs, not this new stuff.
It was like S Club 7, wasn't it? And there was only three of them left. Or
can
five.
We?
So they tour as S Club 3.
S Club 3.
Scary Spice still in the country? Can we get her or Stefan Belafonte on? Or
do you want her back on?
Well, yeah, just to talk about the new single. She rocked up late last time, remember?
No, she didn't rock up at all. I was on the phone to her and she said, sorry, I'm stuck in traffic, but I could hear she was in her kitchen, stuck in the dishwasher.
If she does call through, Tommy, I think you'll find we're busy.
All right.
But thanks anyway.
Yep. Stefan. I'd like to get him on.
Finally, this is actually very exciting news. So, obviously, Adele performing in Sydney, Friday, 10th of March. It completely sold out. So she has announced a second tour and we have your first doubles. LiveNation.com.au for tickets. It'll be on sale Thursday the 1st of December.
Let's do this.
Okay.
I'm a little bit nervous. She's in a studio at the moment. She's got a new album out, Joanne. What a performer she is. Have we got her on the line? Lady Gaga, you there?
Hey.
Whoa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Strap yourself in, Lady
Gaga.
Good
morning.
Good morning. It is, we call you Australia Gar here because you are still so massive. We need you back here.
Oh, I can't wait to see you. And do I get an extra Australia Gaga for working with Kevin Parker from Tame Impala?
Oh, isn't he a genius?
Yes, he really and truly is. He's wonderful, and he was such a pleasure and joy to work with. You know, he plays every instrument and I play a ton of instruments, and he was so, you know, just completely like just someone that just vibes on equal footing with you. Shout out to all my Tame Impala fans.
Lady Gaga, you're amazing how you care for other people. And one is that we follow you on Twitter quite a bit with our show. And at the moment, you're sending your support to Kanye West at the moment. There's been a lot of comments out there in the media about Kanye and what's happened. But you just want to send love out there for him and know that he's always got his support with you. Is that very important for you to show that support?
Yeah, you know, I saw people, you know, throwing around, oh, well, is he mentally ill? Is he not mentally ill, or making fun or not making fun? And, you know, the truth is that I guess I'm aware after almost, actually, it's been a decade that I've been in the music industry now, and I'm aware of the, you know, position I have to speak, that people listen and that I have a voice in the world. And to be quite frank, like, I just don't think it's okay to throw around, you know, jokes or comments about mental illness that way toward anyone. I think it's not compassionate. I don't think it's nice. And, you know, kindness is the ultimate healing force in the world. If we could all be more kind, everything would be better. And did you know that there's actually science behind it? I work with my mom on it, on the Born Free Foundation, and we're doing research right now that we're going to put out soon that shows actually the effect that kindness has on the brain. And then did you know that there's actually something, it's called a helper's high? So when you help somebody, you actually get a high off of that.
Oh,
because you made them feel better. Well, and you feel better.
The other thing, Lady Gaga, is the articles that have been popping up talking about how this type of lifestyle and that exposure and fame tends to lead that way. I mean, sometimes I'm not sure if it's the person or the impact of society, but is that something that you keep an eye on? I mean, do you monitor yourself and probably your friends that have that level of success and exposure as well? Do you keep an eye on that, knowing that, you know, this can happen?
Well, I've definitely, you know, come out on the other side in a lot of ways. And that's really what Joanne, my album, is all about, you know, is surviving through the pain and moving forward. And it's about really caring for yourself and being able to keep a positive vibe, you know. I keep saying hashtag Joanne vibes, you know. Joanne was my father's sister, and she died very young, and I was named after her.
Yeah, sure.
And I always imagined to myself, like, if she could come back for a day, you know, what would she do? And I just feel like she would be just so kind to everyone, and she would just want to live life to the fullest and be happy, and she wouldn't want any negativity. She wouldn't want to be mean to anyone, because she would be like, oh, I had my life taken from me, and now I get it back for the day.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is my friends and I try to support one another, you know, and keep the vibe positive and loving. And, you know, a million reasons I say, Lord, show me the way. And, you know, I'm asking for guidance.
Yep.
And the guidance ultimately is inside of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, your whole, you know, life has to revolve around things that make you happy. One thing that does is food. And your parents own a restaurant or run a restaurant in New York, is that right? And your dad's just brought out a cookbook.
Yes.
So, what's his signature dish, Lady Gaga?
Well, you know, my dad makes really, really awesome, we call it Papa G's chicken.
Yeah.
And it's like a chicken scarparella.
Yep.
And it's like really like lemony and zesty. And it's,
right.
It's like crunchy on the outside, but juicy on the inside.
Beautiful.
And it has those pepperoncini peppers in it. And actually, my dad's restaurant is named Joanne, too.
Yeah, oh, right. Wow.
Yeah, you know, this is really the centerpiece of our family. I mean, I guess the way that I could explain it is I don't know what your story is in your personal life, but there must be a story in your life and in your family that connects you all deeply to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And she is that for us. You know, so whenever I'm having a bad day, I remember I've got that angel on my shoulder.
Yes.
And that's how I've been able to come through to the other side of fame for myself, is I put those positive vibes around me. And I'm saying to the world, I'm human. I'm not better than you.
No.
You know?
Yep.
I'm not better than you, and I'm not less than you. I'm just, I am you. We are each other. I'm a human being. I walk my 2 feet on the same earth that you walk on, and we're in this together. And so I have that hat on the album cover for my new record, and I'm looking out into the distance, and this image is, you know, if I could describe it in a sentence, it would just be, you know, here I am, and I'm coming for you, you person that thinks you're not like me. You know, I'm just like you.
Well, you better be coming for us, Lady Gaga. We cannot wait to have you here in Australia. Is there talk? You're coming down for a tour? You're going to be coming down to play for us soon?
Absolutely, I'll be there for a tour, and I cannot wait to see my Aussie fans. I mean, it's really important to me to always let them know, and I hope they're listening, how much I love them and how they've all given me a million reasons, you know, to stick around. I always say that, and it's so true that I really have in my life realized that not only do I need to be healthy for myself, but I need to be healthy for all of those who have loved and supported me over the years. And I just love them so much and can't wait to see their faces when I play these records and, you know, rip on the guitar for the first time. I just really started to, you know, really start playing. I've played a little bit in the past, but now I'm like really digging into it. And I feel good. Really good, and I love it.
Is there a signature move that you have on the guitar, Lady Gaga? I mean, do you do the windmill? Can you play it behind your head? Can you play it with your teeth?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have already before. I've assisted my guitar player in plucking with my high heels while he's playing.
That's good. But, that is good.
When I play myself, I do kind of do this thing where I start to move my shoulders around and I make like that stank face.
Sure.
You know, nice. I get like real into it.
That's sexy.
And I love it. And there's like, you know, there is a little bit of a twang on this record. And I think, you know, where that comes from is two things. One, my mom is from West Virginia, you know, so I have that countryside in me. I've also dated a lot of cowboys. but there's also that, you know, I'm looking to unite people that are different, you know, from all over the world. And I find when you unite musical genres and bring them together, you know, country with funk, with folk, with rock, with dance, with disco, you know, you put all those things together and then you get people from different communities that would normally think they have nothing in common all in the same room together.
Well, I mean, Lady Gaga, I play Sexual Healing on the guitar. That's my only song. And
that's
when
horrible.
You come to Australia, I'll make sure it's
that's
ready to
great
go for you.
Sexual
Healing. Healing, my baby.
He sang it to Jennifer Lopez one day, and Jennifer Lopez wasn't too impressed.
I think she hung up on us, Lady Gaga, but I gave it my best.
Should I sing a bit for you? You want to hear something?
Oh,
yeah,
would you
love
sing,
some,
yeah,
some
sing
sexual
something
healing?
Yeah,
yes.
Give us something.
Yeah?
Go for it. Go for it. I'd love to hear something. Oh, great, great.
I can't help it. I'm in the studio, you know what I mean? It's like I'm literally sitting here at a piano talking to you.
You're going
to
do great. Something new, or are you going to do Poker Face?
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a dry way, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the words seem better.
Pick the good time to actually get you on the phone while you're in the studio. That was
God, I've missed your voice. I have missed your voice.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Yeah, I'm in this great studio at Electric Lady in Manhattan. downtown, and it's,
yeah, right.
I'm on the top floor, and it just overlooks like this street, and there's all these like really cute little shops, you know, and I've got these Persian rugs on the floor and tons of candles and instruments and my typewriter, and I just get so happy in
you're
here.
In the zone.
You know, this is my office. Yeah, oh,
that's your
my office.
That's your inspiration right there.
Right,
well,
man.
That was absolutely brilliant, Lady Gaga. We cannot wait to get you back here in Australia. The new album, Joanne, is out now, and the new single you just heard there, Million Reasons. We absolutely adore it here at Nova and appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely, and I can't wait to see you guys. And, you know, thank you so much. I have been saying that, you know, every time I put out a record, I get to reunite with my extended family, you know, around the world. And I appreciate you supporting my music and my message because I really believe in it. And I really believe that music and love has the potential to, you know, change people and help the world. And so thank you so much on behalf of me and my family, too, for Joanne.
Love you, Lady Gaga.
Love you, too. Have fun, a good day, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us, love.
Okay, I'll do it in Italian. Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye. Tonight is Nova's Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. God.
And you know what? It's
I'm nervous.
It's an exciting time and everyone is fired up, but it's also a very nervous time for the old hierarchy around here.
Mm-hmm. We were just going through the Christmas list to see the invites, weren't we? And did we double check that Aaron Cheney was there, Sarah?
What?
Aaron Cheney.
Oh, that is so
bad. I didn't
even
get the joke and I was part of the conversation.
Oh. That was the joke.
Aaron Cheney balls.
Yeah, hopefully he's there.
Sarah, what? You've been, for everyone out there as well, we'd like to congratulate Sarah. She's been given a promotion. The thing is, the negative with that has been that now she is our boss, so she really has to supervise us tonight, don't you, Sarah?
No, I don't at all. You
yes,
are
you
adults.
Do.
Look after yourselves. No. You can be fired.
Please tell me when I'm stepping out of line tonight.
I if did you and earlier, I, when you unzipped your pants in the studio to adjust your underwear.
I was adjusting my underpants. They were riding up my bot.
But you don't need to say, hey, Sarah, and start a conversation. So I'm looking at you and then unzip your fly.
You've seen more than that.
Do you know what? Every year. Well, Sarah's our program director now. Also, we have Luke Minto. He's our general manager. He freaks out. He's just a bundle of nerves around Christmas party time. Sends out an email every year. Last year, you know, he tries to add a bit of humour to it.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a meme last year where it was just, you know, someone pouring a glass of water and it said, sometimes I drink a glass of water just to surprise my liver. Which is funny, but no one will be drinking water tonight.
Friday funny.
And Luke has also gone for a bit of humour this year as well. They've recorded something. And obviously they want people to have a good time, but also respect the people around you and also to read a few policies that we have up on the Nova website.
Sure.
As an employee of this great company. Here's a bit of what he had to say in his funny little email.
He said, I want us to enjoy this merry old night and make sure it ends not in sadness, but in joy and delight. So please give us no need to call HR, or rather the police or ambulance or your mother and father. And if you plan to drink, please do not plan to drive, as you may crash in a fireball and burn up and probably die.
Well, that's pretty heavy. How'd they get Nigella Lawson to do that voice?
No, that was Kath, our publicist. Oh. She does a great job.
Kathy.
And you know what? We might have to get her to do it a little bit more. But, you know, I'm disappointed because people do freak out when they get emails like this.
Yep.
But this is why I love Christmas parties like so much. Because you always get someone who gets the sack after it. And that's what we go for, Sarah. That's the entertainment
we want.
And
your job, it's like running the gauntlet. Your job is not to be that guy on the night.
Yeah.
Everyone doesn't want to wake. Oh, girl.
Don't be sexist.
When I was leaving my last job, I finished up the day after the Christmas party. Always planned.
Oh.
But the boss sent out an email because they hadn't officially announced I was leaving, saying due to Sarah's behaviour at the Christmas party, she'll no longer be working here.
Oh, nice timing.
So it still stands that everyone thinks I did something.
Well, do you remember years ago?
You may have.
Years and years ago, Nova had a Christmas party on Cockatoo Island. And Akmal got kicked off the island, remember? He was working on
Sali.
Akmal. He
what for?
Well, he thought there wasn't there was a beautiful barbecue and sausages and steaks and stuff like that,
Where
but he didn't think there was enough herbs for it, so he brought his own herbs.
So anyway, Fitzy's going to be behaving tonight. Yeah? What are you wearing, Fitz?
His own drink.
Right, costume?
But see, the thing is, how's this? And Luke Minto, our general manager, made a mistake yesterday. He might be ducking off a little bit early from the Christmas party.
Where's he going? Well,
he's got to go interstate for business. So I said, bad move, mate, because as soon as you're gone, I'm kicking it into another gear.
Well, you're in luck because the theme is festival. That's your general get-up, isn't it?
What are we all going as?
Because I've got a Hawaiian shirt with matching shorts.
What festival is that?
What festival? What festival is that?
Well, I bought them in Byron Bay, so I thought that was close enough, because I'm not your festival guy. I'm not 40 years old and crashing kids' parties, mate.
No, you're 40 years old in a Hawaiian
shirt. I'm 37. And it's got pineapples on it. It's a real summer breeze.
Oh. And obviously, it's a Friday. Plenty of sport going on this weekend. Do you know what? I love sporting moments, and I always think to myself, I wish I was there for that moment. And obviously, when your sporting team wins a premiership, you know, like Cronulla Sharks this year, haven't done it for a long time, and you're there, it means so much to you. And to say for the rest of your life, I was at that grand final and I watched the whole thing.
Yep.
Sporting moments, there's one that happened overnight. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they're an NBA basketball team, and you would know them because LeBron James played for them, and they won the championship last year.
Yep.
Dominated, right? Now, LeBron James is regarded as one of the best players of all time, Sarah. So when he plays, basically gets double manned, and they're trying to stop him all the time because he's so good.
Yep.
I love this. At the start of the game yesterday, I don't even know who they were playing, but the coach's request was, all right, everyone's going to be going to LeBron, so this is my tactic. There's a guy in the team called Kevin Love. Now, okay. Love, he's a good player, but he's not one of the best players in the team. Not bad at free throws and shooting. He's pretty good. So the directive was everyone needs to pass the ball to Kevin Love in the first quarter.
Right.
Okay, just in the first quarter. And let's see if he... Because no one will be manning him. They're not focusing on him. They're focusing on all the big players. And let's see how he goes. Kevin Love went mental and broke the record with the most points in one quarter. Here is some of the commentary from that first quarter.
Kevin Love picking it up. Yeah, hit it for three. Love thrown out. They left them wide open. They don't know. Love is in the air.
Love again.
Like layup from 23-9.
Love again.
Are you serious?
Kevin Love.
Oh, come on, Kevin. This is not fair.
Love again.
Faces up. And he's got 34. Not much you can do. Wow.
34 points in one quarter.
Love is in the air.
Isn't that amazing? That? 34 points in a whole game is a good effort. He's done it in one quarter. He ended up with only 40 points. Only got 6 points for the next three quarters.
If you tuned in halfway through that, the confusing thing was it sounded like Kevin Rudd.
It did. Love is in the air.
He hasn't taken up basketball.
It's time for wrap up of the week.
Ooh, this week
we're doing House of Pain's Jump Around. Isn't this just a dance floor classic?
Who is going to go first in this battle between Tom Ivey and Matt DeGroote
today? Well, neither of us have a particularly impressive track record when it comes to winning Rap Off of the Week.
Nice,
so
honesty.
At least it's nice to know one of us will get a victory.
Yes, we will. We're both fairly terrible, but very excited.
Very white men.
I love about you, Matty DeGroote, is you give it 110%. When you fail, it ruins his day. He'll walk out of here just so shattered.
Yeah. I know.
So why don't you go first, just to get it over and done with, mate?
All right, what are my topics?
I think your topics were the arias
and
having Lady Gaga on the show, I think. Okay. Is that
all
right?
All right, mate.
Ready to do this?
You've got to really get into this. Ooh. Is this going to be up on the Facebook page very soon? Fitzy in with the Facebook page later on today, probably tomorrow, Sunday. But I'll be up there at some stage. Matty DeGroote, are you ready to drop, bro?
Here we go.
Let's do this.
All righty.
And I promise there's no junking. There's no junking.
Here we go.
Wrap up begins. Tom will not win. Baffle me. Is he dim? He won't ever stack up. Skinny with no backup. Weird little man. You're so lame. Just pack up. Get up. Stand up. Come and throw your hands up. I got the fighting feeling. Can tell you're reeling. Gaga. Weirdo. What is the deal-o? That's a stupid word, but I'm working on philo. Stupid like your face, Tom. Ugly like your race, Tom. Weird little man. You look nothing but disgrace, Tom. Manna, Rudolph, Jonathan, and Rudolph. This giant man should be daddy to your Lou. Now he talk all his Hang on, leaving. I gotta finish. Hang on. I'll just do the last bit. Ready? 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 Here we go. A rubbish heiress, a rubbish heiress. This grown man drives a rubbish heiress. A rubbish heiress, a rubbish heiress. This grown man drives a rubbish Toyota Yaris car. He drives it.
That's so rude.
That is. Like, turn the music down.
Yeah.
That last one.
There was a lot.
This is such a good segment, and you brought it down, mate.
Worst rap ever.
Yeah, Whoopi usually lowers the bar, but that was all you.
Wait. Okay, here's where it went wrong. If I was to self-analyze.
Okay.
Don't bother. It
okay.
was crap.
First I lost the beat. Then I lost my breath. Then I lost my life.
And your pride and dignity, mate.
Now, all right. So Tom drives a Toyota Yaris. So what was your line?
Oh, there was a line about the fact that now we talk arias. Yeah. I rhyme too farious. So I'll finish by sledging your carius. A rubbish Yaris. A rubbish Yaris.
A rubbish Yaris.
This None grown man rhymes. Drives a rubbish Yaris. A rubbish Yaris.
No, we heard it.
It's so good. It's really good.
Tommy, you
I was
even
really
need
happy when
rap.
I came up with that.
Team one up. Poor Matt.
Rubbish Yaris.
In my head, I pictured everyone joining
chanting.
In. And we're all coming in. We're sort of as a group.
Only in your mind, buddy.
Gotta say that. Tom, that's the challenge, mate.
That's just ruined a group's weekend.
All right, Tommy,
that's
great. Yeah, okay. You go. What's your subject, Tommy?
I've chosen the subject of Matt de Groot.
Wow,
he's given you enough to work with.
Find that beat, bad boy. All right, no feeling fucking hands on my junk, and I promise. All right, here we go. Matt de Groot, more like Matt the Brute. Couple of spare bodies in his boot. We ask him daily for the news, but all he gives us is the spews. Going to events all over town. Poor bald Matty wants to let his hair down. Loves a red carpet, desperate to be seen, but the shine on your head looks like Mr. Sheen. He is confident, he is brash. He'll do anything for the cash. Flashy cars to post on Tinder to hide the fact that he's a ginger. There we go. Everyone in the studio is dabbing. So there we go for the wrap this week.
Tommy, well done.
Nothing says.
I've knocked myself out, haven't I? Tommy.
Look, it's a hard decision tonight, guys.
No,
but please,
it's not.
Please
Sarah.
Be kind, Sarah.
Sarah, who's the winner?
It's almost offensive to be asked to choose. Tommy, amazing.
Didn't see that coming.
You guys are the best.
Rubbish Yaris.
Honestly, this old man does a rubbish Yaris. It would be really catchy if you didn't hate me.
House of Pain, new definition.
As a team, we've got an announcement, and you need to have a rest from Wrap Up of the Week for a while, I think.
Forever.
Mate.
God, that was good. I'd like to make a formal apology to the team. I made a mistake.
Is that for the smell today?
Or I don't smell. Something's in the kitchen.
For the past 6 years?
Or
the past an isolated
I've got deodorant on. I've got Dove
Do
on.
You?
I ran out of the man stuff. I've got the Dove on.
You should probably wear a bit more.
Sarah.
I love Dove. Love Dove.
I'd like to make an apology.
Robbie Sherris.
Robbie Sherris.
If anyone has this show an apology, it's Matt de Groot. If you've just tuned in, it was the worst rap of the week you've ever heard.
Go
to the Fitzing Whipper Facebook page.
It was horrible.
No, it was a text message that I sent to everybody. The text message said, CNN, so the news service.
Yeah.
Trump set to step down from position of president-elect, giving Mike Pence the seat in the Oval Office, who was, of course, the vice president-elect. There was a link, and it then said at the bottom, this is crazy. I got this from a mate who is a lawyer. He focuses on newsworthy stories, and quite often as a group, we'll get items from him
that
are world-focused. And, you know, we'll have a look at that. Anyway, I forwarded to you guys without clicking on the link.
Yeah.
And when I then clicked on the link, it was a fake story. I quickly put on the news at home, went to Sky News, went to CNN, BBC, trying to find whatever I could, because this was a huge story, but... Then I still hadn't looked at it, but you guys started writing back, and it was like, wow, this is a big day in news. Yeah. God, that's an angry news story. And I hadn't still clicked on the link, and when I eventually did, because I was confused, it was a joke. The joke was on me. It was a picture of a man, I think, in a jail cell with no pants on
sitting
in front of the bed.
Yeah, and he,
it was a big day.
He was a big guy.
Big
like
boy.
He would have been 200 kilograms, Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I saw it.
Oh, you saw it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't just a boy's text. It got sent to the girls
well, it was newsworthy.
As well. Was it?
But, yeah. but see, this is how lazy Whipper is, right? He didn't even click on the link himself. He believed it.
Did you really?
Didn't you ring? You went and told someone else.
I sent the message just after I'd sent the group to you. I sent it to Dad.
And John wrote back, John, oh, that's Bruiser. I know him.
No, I used to share the bottom bunk with him. No, Dad rang me straight away and said, what the hell is this?
Oh, no.
Oh, Whips.
And I said, what do you mean? And he said, click on the link. And that was just that moment between a father and son when you both realise you're looking at a naked man in prison.
Oh,
like,
man.
I'd never had that with Dad before. And it was really, it was good to have it my first time with Dad, both looking at the big guy.
I mean, it's shock when you first see it. It is shock. But then I suppose you come used to it when it's your screensaver, don't you, Whip?
So that's my apology, Sarah. And you should not have had that type of material forced on you.
Yeah, thank
in that
you.
Sense, through trickery. And a scam, I suppose.
I just knew that if there was something happening in the world that was actually important news, you would not be across it. So when I saw that and thought you're on this first, it had to be a joke.
Donald Trump is still president for anyone out there who is very confused by that break.
Fitzy and Whipper.